Once again, if it's good, they can go work some down there.
In this instance, could we proceed with the election of a secretary?
We would miss one act of
Michael,
way too valid.
I don't think we have that on the agenda.
We're all secretary.
Yeah.
Officer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to volunteer.
Yeah, it's an officer.
Yeah,
nobody's going to volunteer. It's an officer on the board with a
Michael, this is a point of information. I had to advertise publicly
and
see if we got any nominations, and
Brenda. Brenda. Mm-hmm. Brenda.
Yes.
Tim.
Yes.
Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda.
Yes.
Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Mm-hmm.
First person voted out of survivor is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for Brenda. Brenda having the lowest number of votes. Candidate is eliminated. Only one remaining candidate, Kim Kaufman, is elected.
Now you said someone left.
No, Dutch left.
Dutch left.
Yeah, we're
going to vote.
Well, I want to say thank you, and Omar, I hear your concerns. I encourage people to ask questions, to show up and participate, but ask questions. I will be more than happy to explain things to you. I mean, I know it's tedious and boring to show up for that monthly meeting, which is one way to absorb this stuff. But if you don't, please contact me with questions. I'll be happy to answer anything to anybody with any kind of transparency you want.
Yeah, we had to contact later.
Whatever, you know, but it is, you know, the best way to understand this stuff is to show up for those monthly meetings. And otherwise, anybody have issues, please talk to me. Thank you.
Okay, so it was pointed out to me that because the secretary does not have to be a member of the LSV, that we need to publicize the opening for the position of secretary. So consider this notice that we'll vote on secretary at the next meeting.
I object. I don't believe that's the statement in the bylaws.
I can at this meeting nominate my uncle because he's not a member of the board, but I don't believe it has to be open. What happened is the recording secretary was a paid position, and therefore to have open hiring, we put out a notice to the public. But I think we can elect the secretary at this meeting. I think, I don't see any reason not to. I mean, so if anybody wants to check in the bylaws, that's fine.
Okay,
but I think it's a regular election position.
Okay.
This thing makes sense, but if we do that, since it is the paid position,
it's no longer paid, is it?
Yes. Help me out here, Ken. In other words, what you're saying makes sense to me, but the problem is, since it's a paid position, then are we electing somebody here today and then opening it up again because it's a paid position?
No.
Well, I'd like Ken to answer that if he knows.
Well, no, I was just asking somebody. Summer just checked in the bylaws.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Just historically, there's nothing in the bylaws about paying the secretary. It is sometimes hard to get people to commit to doing the work necessary to do that. A couple of years ago, we voted here in this body to give a stipend to the secretary of $100. That doesn't turn into an employment position. It isn't like an open hire thing. If somebody wanted to volunteer to be the secretary, they could be elected today. You're not required to open it up to non-members of the OSB. It's just sometimes you can't get somebody on the OSB who wants to do the job, and both the secretary and treasurer can be a non-member. Our paying the secretary was an accommodation to the fact that it's quite a bit of work. So I think if someone wants to nominate someone here today, somebody could do that. But we can also open it up and see if somebody from the public wants to come before it. So.
Kim and Lauren?
I would just like to ask the question of our current secretary. I would like to ask a question of our secretary. Would you like to continue doing it or not? So at least we can start from there.
Yes, I would like to.
Okay.
Yay. Yeah. I'm not ready to
talk. No, Lauren said this.
I think John has done an excellent job as secretary. But it has been practiced by this board to post an announcement and on the announcement. And I think just to be fair to other listeners that may be out there who may become willing to do what John's doing, which I think it's maybe a stretch to find somebody as good as John, but I think this has been board practice. We should do it.
I'd like to elect John Winger as the
there is nothing in the bylaws that prohibit it. It says that an officer of the OSB is not required to be a delegate, obviously. So unless there was a long-term standing motion of some sort passed by the board, other than you always follow the will of the board when it's not specified otherwise. So this board could decide not to advertise for this particular cycle. Does not preclude us from doing so when we have a new board, or if John should change his mind next year or whatever. But I would say that we should just take a quick vote as to whether we want to open it up or simply have John, since he's expressed his desire to do so, to remain as secretary.
I second that.
No.
I third.
Okay, John had his hand up.
Free from electronic transmission of my voice, I will be able to express myself more freely. Last time we had Doug Barnett, who was secretary, and John wanted also to run for secretary, and we opened it up, and the announcement on the air was that there was a small stipend. And I got three nominations of people who were interested. They put their names forward, but then found they couldn't make the board meeting. And what was important about this is that it made people who otherwise wouldn't be aware of the LSB, of the LSB. So we got a legal secretary applied, and somebody else who worked for a corporation applied, and someone else who worked for a nonprofit applied. None of them actually came to the meeting where the election was going to take place, but I think it was very healthy for the LSB and for the station. So I would agree with what Lawrence has to say about the idea of just opening it up until next month, and then the likelihood of anyone coming forward. John has worked very hard on this, and I think that we recognize his good work, but that would be at least a way of opening it up, and I would strongly urge us to follow that procedure.
So is there a serious objection to John's proposal? I understand that. I didn't want to take the motion because John was still on the stack when Lydia made it. That's what I said. So I'm asking if there is serious objection to John's proposal that we wait a month and announce over the air that the position of secretary is open. I see several hands objecting seriously, so we'll have to put it to the vote. So the first motion was, Lydia, that we vote on secretary at this meeting. So I don't want to have further. So I don't want to have further discussion because I think people have their minds made up. And all in favor of Lydia's motion that we vote on the secretary, just will you please raise your hand? Opposed? Okay, so the motion carries. We're going to vote.
You have to.
Okay, abstention.
Yes. Could you just declare the vote so that it's going down on the
14 to say in favor, 5 opposed. Any abstentions?
One.
Okay, I didn't vote. So we're going to proceed to take nominations for secretary.
I nominate John.
I second.
Okay, John, you already expressed your willingness to continue. Any other nominations?
I'm sorry.
Let the record show he was pointing at John Gary. Any further nominations for secretary? Seeing none, I would say that we can still vote by acclamation. I was reminded that there was an earlier motion to amend the agenda with the table pending the arrival of Mr. Crumpter. So I'll entertain Mr. Eisenberg's motion to amend the agenda.
I just want to remind the members to, in modifying the agenda, not to make any argument for what might be discussed on that agenda item, because that would occur during the item, and we may have to go to closed session for it, because this is going out on the stream.
Okay. So, I really want to make a motion to add some of your
I have a very difficult time given the First Amendment right to free speech about things that are public knowledge and are not in the exclusive purview of this board.
Use the microphone.
I said I have a very difficult time giving up my First Amendment right to free speech about information that I have that has nothing to do with my status on the board, and it has no reason to be, you know, closed session. If there are things that are going on,
We're not speaking to closed session. We're just, can you just make a motion to amend the agenda to discuss a certain item that's not on the agenda?
The item I would like to discuss on the agenda is the fact that John Crumshaw has a show on KPFK called Politics and Pedagogy. And he also received a per diem from UCLA, which to me is an apparent conflict of interest.
Okay.
I found this information from Mr. Crumshaw, who told me this. I confronted most people at this station about
making it all. So the motion is to add.
You can make a motivate this motion. I don't see why you're cutting them off. I mean, you need to allow people to motivate.
No, point of order.
Yeah.
One makes a motion, gets a second, then goes back to motivate. Thank you.
All right. So, can I get a witness? Mr. Reiner has made a motion to add an agenda item to discuss politics and pedagogy, and is there a second for that motion? I see a second. So, motivation motion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This station purports to be trying to change a completely and utterly corrupt society. And the canon of ethics for attorneys, judges, is to avoid even the appearance of impropriety. And when somebody has to show that they need an education and get paid a per diem from a union that is completely and utterly corrupt, I have a real problem when we come to elections in that union, and the only people that get on that show are people who are in the leadership who are determining that that person gets paid a per diem. So, you know, what I'm saying to you is very clear. During the last election, I went to Mr. Crumshaw and said, "Do you have a show? Do you know the public education? Do you have a forum on your show where other candidates get to speak?" And he said, "I'll give each one of them a minute." And yet A.J. Duffy, who is speaks against charters. Now he has obviously a president of the union and his four charters. You have people within that union that are signing MOUs and giving up rights. And when I bring this up to Alan Minsky, Alan says to me, well, we have union support. I support unions. I don't support corrupt unions. I don't support unions. I have one last thing to say. I don't support a union that uses their attorney to sell out hundreds and hundreds of teachers and force them into retirement. The issue here is very important. If you call up independent of me, State Teachers Retirement, you will find that 43,000 teachers existed last year represented. There are now 35,000. This station needs to be a voice for Latinos that 43 years after the Latino walkout are not being represented and are getting worse education today than they were before. And to have somebody that is the only thing that gets
on this show.
Thank you. Can I finish?
No, please.
It's interesting. It's a very subjective factor. When people don't like what you're saying, we cut them off.
Thank you.
I get to finish my sentence.
Okay, but Lenny, you said three times in the last thing I'll say. So we gave you a reasonable amount of time to motivate your motion. the people want to discuss the motion further.
You got to have some time.
Okay.
I'm not sure which weeds this is going into, but I do think when an issue may not be legitimately raised, I'm not sure an open session without also pursuing inquiry to management, if there's the appearance of something inappropriate in terms of use of airtime, that could potentially bring in consultation with our FCC attorney. I mean, everything that just got laid out there sounds like it's more than just I'm upset about the format of this person's show. I'm not against discussing it, but I'm not sure this is exactly how it should proceed from a lot of different perspectives. Because it sounds like it's delving into territory that potentially could have legal impacts, and at least there should be consultation on that if some allegations are being made against the station.
Mm-hmm.
Well, against shows which have airtime on the station, which has a license. Thank you.
Okay, I see about four more hands. Is this on the question of whether to put it on the agenda? Okay, going across. Please try to keep it brief.
Yeah, I'm not unsympathetic to what somebody said. What I would like to see happen, I guess I'm arguing for putting it on the agenda, but to just understand that, yeah, I think it would be perfectly, I think what Summer says is it should be taken to mind in terms of how it's discussed.
Yeah.
I think it certainly within the purview of this board to say, understanding that payola is contrary to our interests, this board goes on record as saying no program on the air, no program on the air Pacifica should be accepting payola. And we therefore call upon the general manager to investigate the situation, talk to our FCC attorney and see what the FCC attorney and decide. But I think we don't have to sit here and debate it amongst ourselves in open session. It runs into the problem someone's talking about, and we don't know as much about this as the FCC attorney would know anyway. And I think this is something, if we call to the attention of management, I think Brian would be happy to tell us today. He'd be happy to talk to the FCC attorney and say, we'll look into it and see what the problem is. That should be enough, I think. In that spirit, I support putting it on the agenda. To have some knockdown trial here about it.
No.
Okay, let's go. Omar, Rodrigo, and Lydia, and then Kim. Okay.
I recommend you, Lena, that you should have it down on a document just to pinpoint what is wrong. I mean, we pretty much are a nonprofit radio station, and we don't necessarily accept funds from outside organizations, but please have this down a document for the next LSP meeting. So that way we will have a clear understanding of what you're giving us at this point. So for right now, it's raw and unvocal at this point. Thank you.
We have about four hands that were up already. I'm going to sort of close the track at that point and get a sense of the body if we're ready to vote.
Good.
Rodrigo. I take this off the agenda on the attempt of what Jim Lafferty said. I've tried going to...
Hey,
but it belongs to the body, right?
Rodrigo, go ahead.
Okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with discussing issues like this. I think it's very important that we discuss these issues. Because, and I don't know anything about what you're saying. Basically, it's the first time I heard something like that. But I haven't heard, you know, a lot of issues about all programs, you know. And recently, as you know, we had this FCC workshop that everyone was invited to go. But we didn't have no help from management, and we was no help at all, you know. So we didn't have nothing. It was a very important thing. So we need to discuss it, and probably we need more information. I would need to have more information about it, you know, because it's very important that we don't get into legal issues, you know, whether we are going to in violation of the FTC courts or something. But I don't think we're going to be able to get to the bottom of it today, which is, I think it's much bigger. And probably it would be a good thing, you know, to discuss also other issues and actually some other programs that are, you know, that have been appointed as having some kind of violation of the FCC ruling. So my suggestion would be that if we're going to get into it, let's get into it with management and see the documents that, you know, demonstrate, you know, that this thing is happening, so we don't just go on another one based on sometimes in speculation, because I mean that is happening at the radio station a lot.
Okay, and Lydia, Kim and Ken on the back.
Okay, so I just wanted to say that I think that the question can be divided. Part of what I heard Leonard said is totally legitimate for discussion in open session, which is whether what we have on the air is balanced. So if you have an opinion from UCLA, then do you have sufficient interviews and opinions? That's part of what I heard Leonard say, that you don't, on the program, present, you know, the other side. So that's a programming issue. That's a public session issue. The other issue, Leonard wasn't the one that uttered the word payola. And so, you know, he's not the one invoking anything that would even cause us to go into executive session at this point. And payola has been discussed in open session by our FCC attorney, because he has provided training for us at the PMB in open session when I was previously on the board. I would hope that perhaps we can have the benefit of Mr. Krigler. He doesn't do much of that anymore. But perhaps at our upcoming PNB meeting, he could come and have, you know, a session where he could speak to the boards in either open or closed sessions. And, you know, obviously we can look into this issue, but that's not really the bulk of what I heard. The thrust of what I heard from Leonard was an open session issue about programming balance.
Okay,
I'm saying
I wanted to close this back. I'll point out that we're discussing whether to discuss this.
Yes.
I don't want to spend too much longer on that.
That's right.
So we have two more comments. I'll allow Mr. Crumshaw to speak to Justice.
Mr. Chair, I was just clarifying the executive versus the
I understand that. I understand that. Kim and Ken and Mr. Crumshaw, since he's under the
recording,
I want to call the question.
I wanted to make the point, which already maybe was made, that there are allegations made and, you know, going one way and not the other way, and I'm not sure that this is the place to discuss that. We do have other things on this agenda that we needed to get done today, the bylaws amendments. We want to hear the general manager report. Just to throw this in as an agenda item, I think is off topic and so.
Mr. Aaron.
Yeah, I have to just publicly make an announcement. My good friend, a member on the board here, made allegations about the majority of educational institutions in the Los Angeles area and stated them as if they were facts. There's a whole section of the bylaws that has to do with conflict of interest. There are many programs on KBFK and all the other stations that I'm aware that the programmers receive some kind of monetary benefit indirectly. So it's, and to isolate one program and bring it right up to the board because it's the one you're aware of, I think is an indulgence and an improper and should be gone through and vetted through the program committee or the governance committee and where the charges can be evaluated. But in Robert, so there's a whole section in the bylaws about conflict of interest, and there's a section in Robert's rules about addressing the activities of a member of the board. In this case, staff and members of the board, and I think that takes seniority, that a member of the board shouldn't, if there's going to be any kind of corrective action, it has to be handled in a certain manner, not in open session. So I would move to move this to one of those two committees. I'm not sure whether it's program oversight or governance.
It's okay.
Personnel. Yeah.
It's a motion on the floor.
So may yeah. Okay. I heard about this and was actually stunned at the misunderstanding. I couldn't believe that I heard what I heard. For years, I have been going to the NEA, National Education Association, the CTA, representing teachers, and teachers customarily get a per diem when they are elected to those positions. That has nothing to do with my work at the station. In terms of the people who have been on the guest list, the speaker who made this motion was not invited to be on the guest list, and that may factor into the item being brought up. But I have interviewed a number of people, for example, Diane Ravitch, George Lakoff. I had Ruth Beaglehole talking about nonviolent communication. What I have focused on in the years that I've been working on this is to get the voice of the teachers and other people who have not been on the air to get their voices heard. I've had bilingual education advocates coming on. I've had attorneys talking about education and educational issues. All of this information, I think, is very public and very open. And I think that the board and the listeners have the sense to evaluate the way in which those kinds of things come on the air. And I've worked very hard to be as there as possible, and there are some people who are simply not invited. All right, so I'm going to say that we're going to close this discussion and take a vote on Mr. Eisenberg's motion to add this agenda item to tonight's agenda. All in favor? All in favor of adding this agenda item to tonight's agenda? One, two, three. All opposed? I didn't get any. One, two, three, four, four abstentions. Okay, moving on. The next item of business is.
So could you clarify before you move on what is happening here?
There was a motion to add an item to the agenda. It was defeated. And you can bring the matter up to the Program Oversight Committee is meeting.
What about the general manager who's sitting right here?
Did he look into it? General manager is available here for Q&A if we can get to that agenda item.
I'm going to just look into it because I didn't bring it to this board before going to every member that asked, and I asked somebody else to do something about it, nobody would deal with it. And I resent very strongly it has nothing to do with not being invited on your program. I could care less.
All right, so moving on, the next agenda item is implementation follow-up action items. We added.
Do we have to do the bylaws? Vote today?
Yes,
there, like,
I don't know what the time certain, but
yeah, it's
24
already.
The time certain was 3:30 and
no, the time certain
was
today.
Yeah, I understand. I'm saying, did we set a time certain for the bylaws meeting? Mm-hmm.
The agenda talks about timing, yeah.
May I suggest, I don't know what time we have to be out of here, but well, or really what time we should be out of here, but it's 3:39 right now. I would suggest that we hear general manager Q&A and have a time for 1 o'clock
I don't know if we've reached our public comment threshold for the actual OSD meeting, but it's accommodated, but within that context, basically a concert before or 4:15 at the latest to go to the bylaws amendment so that we actually vote on them today at the delegate assembly, because there is a requirement that everyone vote on them in the same month, and this is that meeting. And some of us actually go right back to work, so I think I guess
Lindsay, can you speak to how when we have to be out of here?
You don't want to hear.
You tell him,
what you? No, we have plenty of time. We booked the full day, but I support what
Summer said. And raising my hands, and we had structured the agenda so that we could adjourn and then go back to the OSB meeting for the rest of the agenda, although we had it at a different time. But we, the Summer is correct. We have to take the vote on the bylaw. It shouldn't take too long.
Yeah. So I would move to actually have a time certain no later than 10 after 4 to accommodate public comment.
Yeah,
on
I'd like to make
the
motion. Second?
Second, thank
you. Second, Summer's motion.
What was your motion, Mr. Davis?
My motion was to for us to extend this meeting to 5 o'clock. Sean?
Sure. I could go there anyway.
If we break at 4:15, we're not ending the OSB meeting, we're adjourning it and coming back to it according to the agenda that we previously defined. So we can continue that thing. So is there objection to the
4:15
is the time certain for the PND director meeting?
Delegate assembly,
which is separate from the LSC, to vote on bylaws.
Thank you.
Any objection? Okay, so 4:15 is set at the time certain. We had 5 minutes of implementation follow-up action items, and I'm concerned that we did add the ice rink to that. And could we move through that quickly?
That is the agenda. The next item on the agenda is the implementation follow-up action item. My understanding is that we just voted to hear the general manager's report and then do the bylaws. That was like the most fun stuff. Well, that's what I thought we were voting on. So that I didn't vote correctly.
May I clarify?
It's already passed.
The specific motion I met was only directed to time certain to adjourn in the delegate assembly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leading up to that, I had suggested that we might have the general manager's report because he's sitting here within that time, and public comment because it's required. That was a suggestion, but not public motion.
Okay. Yeah. So thank it's taking long to discuss it than it takes to do the implementation follow-up.
Always.
So let's just do that. Secondary report information request. Anything that you have to say?
There was a question about the Arbitron. So here's an Arbitron motion that was passed by LSC on May 22nd, 2010. Motion from Wenger. Station management shall provide real-time total access the Arbitron raw data, including historical data, to LSC members, programmers, and station staff. Motion passed by voice vote with one abstention. And there was also an issue about the formation of the TV search. I looked up that motion if anyone wants to hear it. That concludes my report.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wenger.
That motion passed unanimously. The follow-up motion in June is that one as well.
Did you hear Mr. Wenger's question, please?
I did not. Sorry.
The main motion passed unanimously. There was a follow-up motion in June. John, did you get that one as well? That strengthens the motion.
I'm looking at it right now.
Rodrigo, then Ken.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost. Didn't we say we were going to go ahead and talk about the ice race implementation?
Yeah, that's another item under this agenda item.
After this item. Oh.
And the PDFC, I think I'll put that under here as well. So. Most of the site, is there a comment from the general manager regarding the Arbitron? I did circulate the one except that you sent me, which I hadn't understood. You only sent to me, so I did then forward it to the entire board.
I've undertaken to provide that information. John, I think, has already got access to it. Is that right?
No.
You should have that by now. I'll talk to you about that separately. But on Monday, I will forward the stuff I had meant to forward yesterday.
Okay, perfect.
I think it's probably worthwhile to send it along with the map, with the OSD report monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'll be doing.
That would be great.
Thank you.
I would just like to hear the secretary's. You did an inquiry about the meeting search committee, and what was the result? That was a question of whether or not they were given the authority to submit recommendations to the GM without going to the LSB.
This was passed on May 22nd, 2010. Motion from Wenger, recommended by Reese. The LSB shall form a PD search committee at the June 2010 meeting, following the same procedure used to select the GM search committee with 9 LSB listener members and 4 LSB staff members. Motion passed by hand vote.
Okay, that seems to me that it's silent on the question of where the report goes. Moving on.
Question, Mr. Chair?
Yeah. Yes.
If I heard right, it says we will do this time what we did last time. Wouldn't it be appropriate to look at not just what we did last time, but what was agreed to do last time, what the parameters were? Because as I recall, there was some discussion as to that. I think we need to go back and look at the enabling legislation for the prior search that is set to govern here.
All right. Since there is a report from the PD Search Committee, why don't we take it? It might be germane. And
so, are we done?
Go ahead.
John Gary, segment of this agenda.
Well, I'm saying that this is responsive to that item.
Okay. So, PD Search Committee report is in two parts. The first part is actually in the work of the committee. We've whittled down our list of candidates to somewhere between 40 and 50 from over 120. We're meeting weekly, multiple times a week. We're working as diligently and quickly as possible to assess these candidates. We also met to discuss what was brought up at the last LSP meeting regarding transparency of the committee. And what we'd like to put forward to the entire board is two parts. First part is we'd like to invite any member of the board that would like to come and review all of the candidates' applications. They're welcome to do that. They only have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. They can come to the station and they have full access to all the candidates and all the applications. Also, when we get to the point when we have our list of finalists, we'll bring that to the entire board to review the entire round as well.
And then we did say the criteria would be
sure. If people want to see the criteria we use to, if people want to review the criteria we're using to evaluate the candidates, they're welcome to come and review that as well. But just contact me or Kim, and we'll set up a time to get the station to come.
But is the committee in agreement that the full LSC votes on the list that goes to the GM?
Yeah.
Or am I still going to get the attorney's opinion on that? I'm happy to. Okay.
I mean, are you saying that they would vote to ratify or reject the findings?
Recommend.
There's a recommendation. I mean, that's per the bylaws, but I'm just saying if that part of it was not discussed, it was not agreed on, I'm happy to get an opinion on the bylaws. Thank you.
Then Lauren.
Are you suggesting, Lydia, you want to break the bylaws, change the bylaws for you to do something? I'm confused. What is your idea?
That's what I said. I can get an opinion.
No, but what you're suggesting is that we not go by the bylaws.
Okay.
Correct?
Since this sounds like a substantive discussion, I'm going to say that it's held in abeyance. I also thought that we did agree that the criteria would be made public, but we can take that up again in the Human Resources Committee. The other item was the ICE race.
I think it's quite reasonable and in order to ask the TV search committee to forward us the criteria, forward the LSP the criteria, which is not, you know, the sum total of the resume, you know, that could come later, and also to post it on the website publicly. I don't see why that can be done. The criteria.
Basically, the criteria is in the job description. You can look at the job description and the job listing on the website right now. That's what we're basing it on.
Good direct response. That's not what I heard. What I heard was that we have to essentially go to the PD, to the PD search committee, or ask one of the PD, the chair or the vice chair, to allow us to see the criteria. I mean, wasn't that what you said?
No, what I was talking about was the resume. If you want to come in and review the resume, that has to be done post interview. I'll be glad to send the entire board the evaluation sheet that we're using.
Right.
I'm going to object right now because there are two people on the staff prior to Lawrence that I have listed that were not recognized. But like the chair to establish his policy, if he's a new chair. If this is to go into a discussion, I think it should be done in an orderly manner by the board. And we cannot cherry pick who we want to call on, Michael. I'm sorry.
Okay, you have it on the stack after lunch, Summer and
no, they were actually before lunch.
Okay.
So I think that you should either adhere to the fact or tell the body as a whole how you will proceed. This is clearly unfair.
I think that's fair, but I didn't see Summer's hand.
I
didn't
see Summer's hand. I didn't see Summer's hand.
So maybe I jumped in.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll come on Summer and then Ali.
I'm sure it's just inadvertence. I did have my hand up, and that you're sitting directly across the chair also, and that does affect sometimes whether people get paid. You know, big deal. I was just trying to actually clarify, and I concur in terms of if there's Lydia wasn't trying to change the bylaws. There was some controversy over the submission of the names directly to National versus to the board, and what happened in last year. And I don't think there's any problem or objection on Lydia's part to ask our general counsel for an opinion on these things. I think we may bother him more than once this year for an opinion on some part of our bylaws. So I think there shouldn't be any disagreements or undue discussion. Let's just find out and be done with it and bring it back to the board. So I'll join you with that, Lee. Okay.
Ali, do you have a further comment? Okay. So can we look at the ICE race question under item 5? And then move on to the general manager's report. I'll give it about 15 minutes for that report.
Yeah, as now this is a lady, Cynthia Warner. She left 3 years. Now the father has to be father and mother. Yeah, he has to work, he has to take him to school. He has to deal with the situation because the migrant took her away. That's just one thing. But I would ask you, the Duncan, the Novi, everyone right here, how many of your family members have been taken away by the migrant? How many? You don't have any, but that's why you don't feel it. I mean, the bottom line is that when you don't suffer, you don't feel it, you know, and you don't think about it.
That's
well, that's my, you know, the bottom line is that you were asked, you know, to implement the ICE way policy long ago, since the fourth time you came over, right? So, as a figure that manages our way station, you know, you got the power to do it. But frankly, it seems to me but you're not willing to do it, you know, you don't feel an urgency to do it, you know, or there is something missing right there. So the bottom line is that it's not implemented. A motion that was passed years ago, and it's a struggle, you know, over every management we have. So the people. That's what I hear from you, but haven't seen that yet, you know. So, and that's, you know, what I'm asking for, you know, that we don't come, you know, to another meeting next month and nothing has been done. You know, we were promised, we were told, you know, and it's not done. So that's the bottom line, you know.
Okay, I had Summer Leonard and I saw Ken and Fred. Well, okay, but please keep the remarks brief. We're operating against the 4:15 time
period. Cool. Thank you. So I'll concur. I was on the ASHRAE task force with Rodrigo like 5 years ago before I was ever elected to this board. I was on that committee trying to get announcements on KPFK's airwaves. I have pointed out on several occasions, so I'll point out again now. I think it is more difficult to effectuate ICE raids announcements because they're unpredictable. You have to verify that they've occurred. Frequently by the time you know about it, it's already happened. However, I, without going into my personal history, I am frequently subjected to many of the same things that many of my immigrant brothers and sisters are subjected to, including dealing with checkpoints. I subscribe to Twitter at Checkpoint DUI. I check it every weekend when I drive because my neighborhood is full of them. I have suggested this before to management, and I will suggest it, I don't know if it needs a formal motion, that we separate checkpoint announcements from ICE raids announcements. Start somewhere. This stuff is published in the newspapers. It is put out by law enforcement agencies in advance of the placement of a checkpoint. People are losing their cars by the thousands of dollars every week. People's lives are ruined. They can't get to work. They can't take their kids to school all over Southern California every single week. We can implement this, I can implement this, by the end of the week. Anyone could. It merely makes, it's a policy decision that says, we will check this some week. Someone at the station who is paid, who's in a news capacity or something, and records a cart. It mostly happens on Friday and Saturday nights. It's not even throughout the entire week. There's high cost initial weekend. And start running carts, okay? And that's what I suggest. If I hear about it, I would like some solution. Let's start the checkpoints, then move on to raids. Please.
I second it.
Thank you.
Can we try to keep it to 1 minute?
Yeah, one of the things I think we maybe can come at this from a different point of view, how do we increase our listening audience?
The microphone, please.
Yes, if we have monolingual parents who are subject to being removed from the United States, if we can get their bilingual children listening to KPFK, along with listening to ICE raids, they'll hear some great programming, and we'll be doing education, and we will get our listening audience off of the 62 years of age, predominantly white folks on the west side listening. We want to be a bilingual station. We need to have something that appeals to a community that is getting larger and larger. There's no perfection, but I find it totally unacceptable to listen to Rodrigo again and again bring this issue up.
It's like, did you hear that?
I didn't hear that. Did you hear what he had to say? I didn't hear. Yes or no? If it's no, we'll deal with it. But it doesn't, as Summer just said, it can be implemented by the end of the week. If it doesn't work perfectly, we'll come back, we'll poke it just like on a film, and we'll say, hey, this is working, this isn't working. But to diss a whole community and say, your issue is not my issue, when my students disappear from school, when a girl has to take care of her mother's hair salon and her father has been deported to Mexico, this is stuff that's got to come to an end. And if we don't need these people in this country, the people who paid for the anti-immigrant law in Arizona, last thing, the people who paid for the anti-immigrant law in California, were the owners of the largest prison corporation in the United States. They have a plan, and they don't have a plan, a problem implementing it. We need to do something to help the Latino community.
Ken?
Matt?
Fred? Fred Glenner?
Yes, thank you. I think there's a... I think there's a tremendous desire here to do it. I think this is an issue that has a political, moral aspect to it. I personally think it needs to be done. Obviously, it hasn't happened. I can imagine all kinds of reasons why not. Some of them of a pragmatic nature. I understand as well that not all those pragmatic things can be talked about easily. But I'd encourage our general manager to treat us like adults and come back to us and tell us why it hasn't happened. In as closed a session as you may need, with all respect to those who may disagree with me, but this is something that, for all kinds of reasons, should proceed.
Okay, Lawrence, Lydia, and Omar, that will close the session.
I agree with a lot of what they said. I think everybody on this board is in agreement that, you know, we have been practically begging or screaming at the station to do something about it. And this speaks to a bigger problem. There's no community impact report on how the community could impact the station. There's no community outreach plan as to how the station could be better represented and grow the audience in the community. And I know, you know, this is, you know, I'm not handing you all of this to chew on. And I'd like to hear, since you've been addressed, I'd like to hear what you think as well. So, I mean, it let's get it done. Come on. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, we could start with the checkpoints and then do the ICE raids, because they usually, you know, are accompanied and supported by ICE anyway.
Lydia, Omar, and
yes, and the only thing is that given that the ICE raids have been passed over and over again over the years by the LSB, I don't think that should wait in terms of, I think we should do both. There's no reason not to do both immediately. And some people remember when I opposed some of the ICE raid announcements back in the day, the how for a lot of reasons, number one, some of the worst stations around were using it just to attract audience, right? And some of it was legitimate, some of it wasn't. It doesn't matter to me what to say. You know, someone calls in an occasional false alarm type of thing anymore, because these are so widespread and the conditions that we have seen on various programs are so horrendous in these detention centers. And the physical abuse for a station that stands by human rights, etc., there's no way that we should be tolerating this. So whatever we can do, I'm 100% for announcing the ICE raids as well as the checkpoints. One should not wait for the other. Let's just do it.
Due to that matter, I also suggest that I think social justice and newly economic justice is concerned. I think that we not doing our job to support the community in a social justice matter. If we don't announce the checkpoints, apparently they haven't been announced, but I mean, Summer and I do the text message, and I don't see what the problem of not sending these to the station, you know, for a quick announcement. Also, another thing, the National Defense Authorization Act is passing, so that's another thing that we should take into consideration as well.
Yes, as a staff and programmer, I have received a couple of emails from Alan in the last, I believe it was the last few months, outlining what we should do for on air, and we got an ICE raid message. So I'm not sure if that's part of implementation, but I have received at least two emails that I recall of. And it has, in some details, it has a description of what to do. The board is supposed to do this, the person on there is supposed to do that, who's supposed to double check. But I would say, someone who's been a live show for a while, that it really, there are pragmatic considerations. Like when you're producing a show and there's a host on there, you really don't have the time to double check. So there, I'm not sure those things will work out. I was not here. But I just want to make sure that people know that emails were sent out by Alan, telling us to do this.
Thanks. I just suggested what happened after I got here and found out what my friend was, Rodrigo. I directed staff to find an accurate way of detecting them and letting them public. an accurate way is the most important part of that sentence for me, because I'm not in the business of broadcasting inaccurate information. So I want to know if it's right. And getting a text is often not enough for that. And I have scoured websites, Alan and I have been over this several times, to try and find ways to find accurate information about these to broadcast them, or at least to find a form of language that excuses us from culpability if we broadcast inaccurate information. The one time, or the two times we did do it, we were criticized for broadcasting inaccurate information by members of the community. And for the rest of them, of course, I don't have any objection to it. I've tried to get it up. I just am finding it more difficult than saving what needs to be.
Call the agenda.
The agenda is the GM report. Could you address yourself the other proposal about using the LAPD announced checkpoints as one method of beginning to deal with it?
Yeah. I just want to say something. It's so easy to do it when you say an unconfirmed report.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. The language.
So, I mean, you know, what you're saying doesn't make no sense and so about that. You know, let me tell you what. I've been doing programming like many years, for so many years. And we know how easy it is to say, you know, it's to say, you know, an unconfirmed report says this. If the commercial radio is doing it every day, and they are approaching our community every day by saying, you know what, people? You know, we got a report, you know, that somewhere, so-and-so, you know, it's happening this. But we got a report from someone. We're not saying this is happening. We're getting a report. And then, besides that, you say, you know, an unconfirmed report. You know, so let's make it clear, you know. This, and then, what you've been having, you know, this radio station, keep the thing, has had years to develop this issue. I mean, this doesn't make no sense at all, but it is like extremely, for me, it's very, very offensive to hear you saying that, oh, we're looking for the way to do it. I mean, come on, if we are so easy to find things, you know, I mean, so easy to do things, you know. You preempt people, you change the programming, do whatever you want. It's so easy to do it. You know, I ask you, why don't you post it? I haven't seen one document being posted at the main room stating, if someone calls, you know, for this, to make a nice report, you know, or checkpoint, police checkpoint report, announced it. So I haven't seen one. So the thing is here, you know, we have, you know, a responsibility. We want to evade our responsibility, we want to confront and, you know, face it and resolve it. You know, so for me as a programmer, it's unbelievable what I'm listening. You know, I mean, frankly, you know, and it's offensive to you.
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't know if we've got time check, but we're very close to the time certain for the...
If we can resolve this finally, maybe we could go for a couple of minutes more, because I don't see anything that we can't resolve with Rodrigo, what the general manager was saying.
Can you speak in the microphone?
Yes. I think, for example, you know, the general manager is making a good point. He says, well, it's not confirmed, and we don't want to put false stuff out there. But if you start a program like this, you start to get your sweethearts, the people who call you up, and every single time they call you, they are on the money. Mm-hmm. And you put a mark by their name. This person, bullshit, calls up and says stuff that never takes place. This person calls and tells the truth. You develop a network around the city so that when you have people calling up, you say, this guy's 100% on. We put it on the air. But in the meantime, the community, families are being destroyed. People are being shipped out. As somebody mentioned, people are losing cars. People are losing everything. We can be a little pragmatic in our approach. And what I would like to have is a motion where the general manager is directed, and I offered this last time. I'm not giving somebody a job and saying, you got to do this. You call on me, I will work towards finding a solution to this. But there's got to be something that comes back, a specific plan for implementation. And if there are problems, we'll fix it. But there's got to be a plan where this is finally implemented. And if it isn't, the message, and, you know, I'm not Latino, but I'm starting to understand why the community starts to feel
that they're being shined on, that nobody's listening, that this has been presented for 5-6 years and it's never been implemented. Try to implement it. If it's hopeless and it's bad, I have the feeling that if it doesn't work and it's not being done correctly, Rodrigo would be the first one to come up and say, hey, this isn't working. Let's try to fix it. And if we can't do it, we take it off the air. But at least try. And that should be done by our next meeting at the latest. Time certain.
And I was there at the United Nations, sorry, you know. I want to make clear this, Mr. Duncan. I was there. I saw Homeland Security at the Union Station. There. I saw me standing there, you know, out in front of the entrance. It's, whoever, you know, did not like it, you know, but it was true. I was there.
Okay, so I'm sorry, we're basically at the time certain. I see two people who said they wanted 15 seconds, so okay. Literally 15 seconds for Ben Slender and for John Winger.
This is our Occupy LA. I move that, not just speaking about it, I move that at the next meeting, Mr. Duncan come back to us, tell us why it can't happen, or tell us when it's going to happen. I would ask for someone to second that, and we look next to direct governance to carve out a great big block of time to get this done. All the rest is bullshit. With, you know, apologies to the Queen.
Why?
Anybody want to second that?
Yes, second. All the questions. All in favor?
Chair, can you ask the secretary to read the motion real quick, please?
Slender moves that the general manager report back on the status of the ICE reporting process at the next LSP meeting.
No. Slender moves that Mr. Duncan come back and tell us why it can't happen or that it's going to happen and when.
Yeah, I can't, you know, status covers all those things.
No, it does not. I want to set
the language is what he said. Why it can't happen or how it will happen.
Why it can't happen or when it will happen.
Okay, so I'm going to say the question was called, and
I still don't know if I have the wording right.
When,
we can correct it later.
When we will do ICE raids and how it will happen or why it can't happen, okay? When we're going to do ICE raids, and we don't just want that word, do ICE raids. We want to know what it means. When we're going to do ICE raids, how it's going to happen, or when it's not, why it's not going to happen.
Okay, show of hands on the motion. People understand the motion. All in favor?
Can't be worded.
Madam,
no objection. After we do it.
All opposed?
How many?
17.
Abstention.
Any opposed? Abstention.
One.
17-01. Mr. Wing had requested 15 seconds. Please make it 15 seconds.
Sorry to watch you. Turn the mic up. Sorry to watch you now. Since we're going to meet on January 14th, governance will meet the previous Monday. I believe that's January 9th at this facility. So this is official notice.
Okay. So we're adjourning temporarily the LRC meeting. And
15 seconds. And
sorry.
The chair of governance committee also noticed that meeting.
That's not
like everyone. No,
I'm sorry. He just noticed. That's his notice.
For the public.
Public
comments. Yeah.
Public
comments. People. We set a time certain for the meeting of the delegates to vote on the bylaws, and we reached that time. So the delegate meeting is not a private meeting, right? The public is going to stay here. So, I'm sorry, we already moved in for a time certain, rather than time certain, which the public is free to comment when we're back into the LSD meeting, and the public can probably comment at the delegate meeting for that matter.